This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. We are so blessed to have you join us today, and we know it's going to be a blessing to you as well. It's also great to have Dr. Randall back in the studio with us as we continue the teaching from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. Let me remind you, if you've missed any programs along the way, you can go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org, click on the broadcast button, and there you can navigate through all of the programs to hear any of them again. Rob, these deceptive lies from the enemy that you've been taking us through for several weeks now have been very eye-opening to us because of how easily we all seem to fall for them. I can't help but to feel as we go through each one of how many people have been deceived by these lies. And you and I certainly are not immune to them either. Rob, so good to have you back in the studio again today.
I want to bless you, Tim, and everyone who is listening to our program today. Thank you for taking your time. We count it a great honor that you have chosen to find and to spend your time with us today. We bless you in Jesus' name, the name above all names. The Invisible War Radio Ministry is dedicated to the truth that has the power to set us free. We believe that everything that we see in our natural world is a result of that which is going on in the supernatural world. All of our sadness, sorrow, depression, all of our addiction, abortion, all of the sexual deviancy that we see today and the war that we see in our society over all of that mess, listen to me, it is the result of what's going on in the supernatural battles of life. And the tragedy is, so many of us have not been prepared to handle the supernatural end, and since we don't understand how to walk in the victory side of that which Christ has done for us at Calvary, we are slumped. We get overwhelmed. We get literally overwhelmed by the things of the world. We fall so often into a life of defeat. I know I have. How about you? But we want you to know today that the life that Christ offers is not a life of just okaying what we're able to do. This lie, I'm doing the best I can, surely God only expects me to do my best, is a carefully crafted lie of the enemy, if believed, leads us to a self-reliant, self-serving, selfish kind of life, self-centered world that will ultimately lead us to destruction and death. No, Christ offers us His life. His life in us. The supernatural life. His power, His mind, His ability, His heart, His power, His victory over the enemy. Over Satan and his demons, his victory over their schemes. The Apostle Paul says we are not ignorant of Satan's schemes that he might not take advantage of us. Well, Paul may not have been ignorant, but most of us today, I'm afraid, are. And so the invisible war comes to you with a prayer and a conviction that through the study of God's Word, listen to me carefully, I have come to understand that the Bible is a supernatural book about the supernatural. Yes, It is a book of history. Real events and real time that happened to real people. But it's so much more than that. Yes, it is a book about religious experiences. Yes, but it is so much more than just a religious book. The Bible is a supernatural book given to us by God, blessed by God, inspired by God, carries with it the power of God. The supernatural work of God comes through us receiving the truth of His Word. It has the power to set us free. I want to ask you today, are you free? Are you in bondage? What has control of your life today? As I ask you, I ask myself, what has control of my life, my marriage? Am I in charge or is Jesus in charge? Are you in charge of your children or is Jesus in charge of those precious, precious children that are a blessing from Him? He gave them to you. Who's in charge of your business? How about your bank account? Who's in charge of your bank account? Is that your money or is it the one who provided it for you? Is He your master? Is He in charge? That is the ultimate issue of spiritual warfare. It is dominion. Who's in charge here? Who's Lord? Who is Lord? And the enemy's lies come to get us to be diverted from the truth of God. He is an arch deceiver and his lies, please hear me, they make sense. They're logical. They appeal to our logic. They appeal to our physical and earthly sensible senses. Yes, they make sense. But is it true? Is it true? And this lie, I'm doing the best I can. Surely God only expects me to do my best. That's logical. But is it true? As we have seen in the past weeks and we study today, no. God doesn't expect you to do your best. Get over yourself. God wants to do His best in you as we humble ourselves before Him. As we submit our control, as we submit our lives unto Him. Remember, God resists the proud. If you and I continue to want to rule, He'll let us. But our rule will only produce our power. Our efforts will only produce what we can produce, and that's all we'll receive. Failure. Because God created you and me for a supernatural kind of life, His life. He created you not just to know Him, but to know Him in such a way that His power, His life, would be manifested in and through our lives. Would you get your Bible today? Open it with us. Let's study the Word of God together. And as we begin our study, would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank You for this time around the things of heaven. Lord, I just want to thank You for the Invisible War radio program. What a blessing it is to my life to be able to share Your Word that has the power to set us free. Lord, You came to set us free. It is for freedom Christ came to set us free. And Lord, we don't want anything less than Your freedom. So open up our hearts that we might receive the truth, the eternal truth of Almighty God that has the ability, that has the power to set us free in You. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. What an important study this has been as you've been taking us through chapter 5 of your new book. It has been very encouraging as you've shown us that there is nothing we can do on our own or in our own strength, but it can only be found in Christ and His sacrifice. And speaking of the book, you can get your copy of Rob's new book, Lies That Kill, by going to our website. Just follow the prompts to get this book and your copy will be mailed out to you right away. I know you're going to enjoy reading through the pages of this powerful book, so get it today. We also appreciate each of you and your partnership with us in the Invisible War and would love to know how this ministry is blessing you. So please take a minute and reach back to us. I know how much it would mean to Rob to hear from you today. Call him at 1-877-808-8886. Rob, there's a lot we need to get through today as we continue in this chapter, so let me turn it over to you.
Last week on The Invisible War, we talked about how that Christ has offered us a supernatural kind of life. He doesn't want us to just do our best. He wants us to be able to submit our lives to Him through humility, brokenness, coming to the end of ourselves so that His life can be manifest in and through our lives. There's only one man who has ever lived the Christian life successfully, and that was the Lord Jesus. And this same Jesus abides in the life of every believer for the purpose of living the Christian life. Please hear my heart. The Lord knows that the best we can ever do is not good enough. That's why He sent His Son Jesus to die for us. We need a Savior, not just to save our souls, but to save our lives, to save our efforts, to save us from ourselves. Did you know the biggest enemy you will face is not Satan? Satan's defeated. Yes, you may have to face him, and he is a formidable enemy. But the biggest enemy you and I will ever face is ourselves. More people never come to understand and walk in the divine power of God because they won't let go of themselves. They want to do it in their strength and in their power. They want to build their churches and be in charge of their associations and their finances and their marriages. And I want to tell you, look at it. Look at the mess we're in. Churches on every corner. Everywhere you look, dead churches. Churches, yes, people have the desire to see the work of God, but all they do is talk about it. Oh, please hear me. Aren't you tired of just talking about the power of God? Don't you want to see it? Boy, I do. I'm gifted in talk. You know, I'm a seminary graduate. We are talkers. We're good at it. And we always talk about, boy, he's a good preacher. What we're saying is he's a good talker. He's a gifted talk. I have 2 degrees in talk. And I understand how important that is, how to communicate. But hear me. Aren't you tired of just talk? Boy, I am. My goodness, the Lord doesn't want us to talk about it. He wants us to receive it. He wants us to receive this supernatural kind of life. God doesn't expect us to do the best we can. He knows that the best we can do would never be good enough to meet the expectations He has set for us. I want us to look today at the difference between the flesh life and the Christ life. The Holy Spirit has provided for us 2 lists that clearly reveal to us the difference in the life that is lived by the power of God and the life that is lived in our own power and strength. The Bible calls a life lived in our own power the flesh. The best we can do and have as a result of living in the flesh are these. Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21. Would you hear it with your heart? Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're not talking about just heaven. We're talking about walking in kingdom power. The stuff of the flesh, this junk that is manifested in our lives. Let me ask you, do you have outbursts of anger? Are there dissensions in your homes and factions in your church? It's a work of the flesh. It's the fruit of what's going on in the supernatural realm in our lives that produces all of the stuff that quenches the Spirit of God and keeps us from walking in kingdom life into the kingdom power of the life of God. Please hear me. In Christ, by yielding our lives to the Spirit and power of Almighty God, there is a much different result. Look with me at the following verses in Galatians 5, verse 22 through 23. Most of you know this by heart, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Why do you think God's word says, mortify the deeds of the flesh, crucify the deeds of the flesh? Why do you think God's word says, say no to the ungodly deeds of the flesh? Why do you think God's word says, crucify your flesh? Why does the word of God teach us to die to ourself? When you and I allow the flesh to control our lives, we are living a life that leads to death and destruction. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Hear the word. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap God's kind of life. Eternal life. I want to ask you, as you look at your life, as I look at my life today, what's the fruit? Is it corrupt? Is it brokenness? Is it sorrow? Is it anger and bitterness? Is it addiction? Or is it freedom? Is it peace? The peace of Christ that passes all understanding. Is it forgiveness? The love? What does love look like? It doesn't look like what Hollywood says it is. Love looks like Calvary. The best word for love is forgiveness. Are you able to forgive yourself for what's happened to you? For what you've done or what you've done to others? Are you able to forgive God? Are you able to forgive others who have hurt you? If you are, that's the supernatural work of God. That's the love. That comes from the spirit life. That doesn't come from the flesh life. The flesh life is angry. The flesh life is about self-preservation and self-reliance and self-power and self. But the spirit life is about Jesus living and dwelling within us, manifesting everything that is in Christ in and through our lives. As a student at Baylor University, I attended a Bible conference held by the church I was attending at the time. The guest Bible teacher was an internationally known Bible teacher from Scotland, Major Ian Thomas. Major Thomas came to Waco where he taught these deep, eternal truths of God, of this God kind of life. In his wonderful book, The Saving Life of Christ, Major Thomas points out the impossibility of living a life of righteousness in the power of the flesh. And I quote, "There is nothing quite as nauseating or pathetic as the flesh trying to be holy. The flesh has a perverted bent for righteousness, but such righteousness, as it may achieve, is always self-righteousness. The devil doesn't mind whether you are an extrovert or an introvert, whether you succeed or whether you fail in the energy of the flesh, whether you are filled with self-pity or self-praise, for he knows that in both cases you will be preoccupied with yourself and not Christ. You will be self-centered and not God-centered." Major Thomas continues as he points out the distinct differences between a life lived in the power of the flesh and the life lived in the power of Christ. And I quote, "To be in Christ, that is redemption. But for Christ to be in you, that is sanctification. To be in Christ, that makes you fit for heaven. But for Christ to be in you, that makes you fit for earth. To be in Christ, that changes your destination. But for Christ to be in you, that changes your destiny. The one makes heaven your home. The other makes this world his workshop." I want to bless you today. I just bless you for taking this journey with us. I know it's not a simple study or an easy matter to talk about dying to our flesh and ourself, but I bless you in Jesus' name for taking this journey with us on the Invisible War. We look forward to next week where we'll pick up our study in this so critical, critical matter of walking in the power of Almighty God, the supernatural life of Christ. Please join us next time on The Invisible War.
And we do look forward to having you join us again next week here on the program as we continue our study on this topic. Please let me encourage you, and I don't share this lightly, we really do depend on your financial support in order to bring the program to you each week. And right now is a critical time for this program. I know you may hear it a lot from other ministries, but for us it is very true. We do depend on your financial support to be able to broadcast this program here on this station. So if you have been blessed by this ministry in any way, I have no doubt that God has been speaking to your heart to do something, anything, that would be a huge blessing to us with your financial partnership. Please call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please don't ride the fence on this. We need to hear from you today. It would mean so much for us right now, and thank you in advance for your generosity. Call toll-free 1-877-808-8886 or go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Dr. Randall, this chapter has been talking about something I think most people struggle with, and that's the belief that all we need to do is the best we can do. That doesn't mean we should lay down and do nothing. You've been showing us that what we need to do is to be in a direct path to the cross in everything. We only have a few moments to close out the program today, so will you lead us in prayer as we wrap things up?
Every program we come to this most important time when we join our hearts together in prayer. You know, I believe that the victory is won over the powers of darkness, over the struggles of our life, over everything that you face today. The victory comes in prayer. It comes through our communing with our Heavenly Father. Now, you may be saved. You may be a child of God. You know of a time when you gave your life to Christ. And yet, you have not communed with Him for some time. So would you join me in prayer? This is not a ritual that we do today. This is an opportunity to be cleansed of the Lord. Join me in prayer. Would you do it? Lord Jesus, thank you for this time on The Invisible War. Thank you for the opportunity that we have had today to hear from you. I ask that the evil one would not be able to snatch away what you are sowing in our hearts. I ask you, Lord Jesus, take us, take my friend, take me to those places where we're afraid to go. We don't want to go to those places of inadequacy. We don't want to go to those places of our wounds. But Lord, take us there so we can see that you are greater, that your love is greater than our sorrow and hurt, that your healing is greater than our wounds. Lord, your truth is greater. Your faith is greater than our doubts. Lord, you are our Savior. And so I ask you in Jesus' mighty name that everything that you bore in your body on Calvary, we receive. We receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you've prayed with me today, would you contact me? Email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. I will receive your emails personally. I will receive your phone calls personally. You can call us toll free 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. May God bless you today, and may He take us all to the place where we need to discover that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. To His glory, to His glory. We look forward to next time when we will gather again around the eternal supernatural truths on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be. for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War radio program. I wanted to invite you to our new Invisible War Bible study. Mark your calendar. This month of March, we are meeting Sunday the 19th at 5 p.m. at the El Dorado Country Club in McKinney, Texas. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, for the Bible study details and the directions to the El Dorado Country Club. I look forward to meeting you and praying with you at the Invisible War Bible Study in McKinney, Texas.